Good afternoon. At 3 p.m., this is Bill Reed at National Hurricane Center with an update on Hurricane Earl. As you can see behind me here, the hurricane is moving steadily northward and will pass very near Cape Hatteras overnight tonight and early tomorrow morning. The hurricane has weakened somewhat as expected, and is now a 125-mile-an-hour hurricane. However, it is also a very large hurricane, and the hurricane-force winds extend out 90 miles from the center, and tropical storm-force winds as much as 230 miles from the center, which means within the next few hours this afternoon, the tropical storm-force winds will begin impacting the Outer Banks and the coastal sections of North Carolina. Hurricane warning remains in effect from Bogue Inlet to the Virginia, North Carolina border, and also now for southern Massachusetts and the Cape Cod, Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket area. We have a hurricane warning out because the storm's going to move rapidly off to the northeast after impacting the North Carolina coast and be there by tomorrow night into Saturday morning. So hurricane conditions can be expected both on the Outer Banks tonight and then again on the Cape Cod area tomorrow morning. Elsewhere, there are tropical storm warnings along the coast of the Mid-Atlantic from the Virginia border northward, and we still have a hurricane watch in effect from the North Carolina border to Cape Henlopen, Delaware. Again, this is Bill Reed reporting from the National Hurricane Center with a 3 p.m. advisory.